You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's jump right back into the series on biblical law. Redo a little bit of what I did in yesterday's show because I wasn't quite able to finish it. But most people don't understand that Paul offered sacrifices after Jesus was resurrected. And we read about that in Acts chapter 21, verse 18. What he was doing was he was doing a Nazirite vow. He was paying for four others that were ending their Nazirite vow and participating with them. And the law on that is found in Numbers chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Acts 21:18. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James and the elders, all the elders who were present. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying they ought not circumcise their children, nor walk according to the customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads and that all may know that those things which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law." So see, the whole purpose of this was there were rumors going around that Paul was teaching Jews that were living in Gentile cities where he was ministering and teaching people about Jesus that they don't have to keep the law anymore because of Jesus. It's changed, it's abolished, it's nailed to the cross, whatever. And to prove that that was false, to prove that that was a lie, to prove that Paul didn't do this and was not guilty of this, they said, here's four men, they're going to end their vow, join them, and pay their expenses to prove that this is false. It's nothing. Hey, listen up, folks. Paul participated with animal sacrifices. Now, what did Jesus' death accomplish for us? What's the biggest thing that his death accomplished? Let me read in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. It says, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works and serve the living God?" Now here it tells us that the value of Jesus' life was greater than all the other sacrifices that were ever performed, that one sacrifice that he did. Now, you know, inevitably people say, oh, no, we can't, you know, animal sacrifices, those ceremonial laws are all abolished. If I asked you why do you deserve to be in God's kingdom, you'd say, because Jesus paid the penalty for my sin. That proves that the law requiring blood for sin is still in effect today. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.